from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Critics say a proposed New Jersey law wants to chip away at the doctor-patient relationship. Under a bill advanced by an Assembly Health Committee, doctors who spread what they term misinformation or disinformation could be subject to disciplinary action.
Assemblyman Herb Conaway says some folks don't seem to be taking their responsibility as a healthcare professional as seriously as they should.
When you hear people talking about, some kind of a transmitters going into the body with a vaccine and some of these other things that are just crazy talk.
Opponents of his bill say those extremes are being handled anyway. Maria Quigley with the group NJ Stands Up says this proposal suppresses doctors' voices.
It's penalizing medical professionals for straying from a prescribed standard of care, more about ensuring good health outcomes or controlling doctors, patients, and profits.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another New Jersey school is closing due to a loss in state aid. Cozy Lake Elementary School in Jefferson Township, Morris County, will close at the end of the school year. District officials say it is the only way to make up for a $3 million loss in state aid. Districts around the state that have lost massive amounts of state aid under Governor Murphy's funding formula have had to make drastic cuts and close schools to deal with the budget impacts. A Passaic County woman is charged with stabbing her 4-year-old niece.
Mabel Campuchano was arrested Monday in connection with the stabbing of a girl in Patterson last month. She's charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and weapons offenses. The Passaic County prosecutor says the 27-year-old Campuchano attacked the 4-year-old girl at the family's Patterson home on August 23rd. The child was hospitalized for multiple stab wounds, but authorities later said she survived. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today will be an unsettled weather day with clouds and scattered showers pushing through New Jersey. Light stuff mainly to the north and west. It is going to stay fairly cool. High temperatures 65 to 70. A lingering chance of showers through tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at any time. It'll be mostly cloudy, but also warm and humid tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. New Jersey weather made possible by the Jersey Shore Boat Show. Now's the best time to buy a boat at the Jersey Shore Boat Sale and Expo. Hundreds of boats for fishing, cruising, and water sports. September 27th through 29th at Shoretown Ballpark, home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Tickets at jerseyshoreboatexpo.com.
Clinton is 63, Jackson 65, Millville 66. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone and customized for your neighborhood so you can stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.